God bless you, beloved. This
Love
is Apostle William Paulson.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you, beloved. This is Evangelist William Foster calling here from Blog Talk Radio Ministries and Total Recovery Healing Ministries, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. For hearing that, I sound like a Speedy Gonzales, but I'm in the midst of something. I'm trying to slow myself down the best I can. The Lord is blessing. The Lord has blessed. He said it's more than enough. And today we want to go to the scripture. Oh, God. 1 Kings 17 and kind of begin at verse 9, I guess. Yes. And kind of bounce around just a little bit. He said, arise, get thee to Zarephath. He's talking to the prophet Elijah. He said, which belongeth unto Zidon, and dwell there. He said, so he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her, saying, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And the woman was going to fetch it and said, bring me, I pray, the morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And while she was bringing it to him, she was trying to let him know, look, man, me and my son, we get ready to eat this and we get ready to die. We don't have enough to bless anybody or help anybody else. But he was saying, you got to understand something. If you bless the prophet, if you bless me, I will make sure that everything in your house, everything in your world is taken care of. And she was saying, well, okay, at that word, I'm going to trust you. I see what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. So I'm just going to obey and do exactly what you say do. So as the man, as she began to go on the kitchen, oh, God, the man of God made sure that everything about what she was doing was always taken care of, and that she would never be in drought and never be without anything that God had promised her from the beginning. But sometimes you have to understand, we be putting in places where we don't understand or really know what God will have us to go next and have us to be next in order to receive our blessing or our miracle. Amen. And a lot of times,